Now, Russian President Vladimir Putin is due to arrive in North Korea later today for a visit and a meeting with leader Kim Jong-un. It's his first visit to Pyongyang since 2000 and is being closely watched around the world. This liaison makes some countries very nervous indeed. The US and Seoul have accused North Korea of supplying Russia with artillery and other equipment, likely in exchange for food and military aid. Professor Robert E. Kelly is Professor of Political Science at Pusan National University in South Korea, and he joins us now. Good afternoon.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, this friendship between North Korea and Russia is eternal, reads one banner outside Pyongyang's international airport. Given, I suppose, the closed nature of North Korea and the information coming out of it, what do we know, Robert, about these preparations for this visit?
The North Koreans are really good at this kind of stuff, right? And we have some imagery, some satellite imagery and stuff like that showing that Pyongyang is being sort of decked out for this. The North Koreans are great at, you know, big parades and forced marches and people screaming and falling over and having fits on public, you know, on television. The North Koreans have been doing this for their own leadership class for a really, really long time. So I imagine Putin's going to get the full treatment, right, with, you know, screaming people on the streets, waving flags and everything else, but it'll all be entirely manufactured and fake.
Well, if the reaction is that good, why did it take him so long to come back to Pyongyang? 2000, that must have been around the time that he became the president of Russia. Why has he been away for so long?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, because the relationship isn't really eternal at all or whatever, right? And it's entirely transactional, which is to say that once the Cold War ended, Russia, you know, what emerged from the Soviet Union, right? Russia quickly made a pivot to the South because South Korea is vastly wealthier and it could actually invest in Russia. It could purchase Russian goods. It could develop an export relationship with Russia. South Korea does, in fact, export to Russia. So, I mean, there's a real economic relationship there that really North Korea can't compete with, right? Russia has only really rediscovered North Korea in the last 2 years as the war in Ukraine has gone badly, as South Korea has joined the sanctions regime around Russia, right? Not entirely, not fully, but somewhat, right? And now the North Koreans are sort of like Russia's friend again, because at least they'll talk to the Russians, whereas, you know, a fair chunk of the world, right, has isolated Russia.
And we've seen figures recently about the sheer amount of artillery that Russia needs to prosecute right. And sustain this war in Ukraine. What is right. North Korea providing exactly, and how much can it provide?
Yeah, and so that's the big transaction really at the heart of this, right? That it looks like, and we don't know, of course, because the Russians don't tell us anything, but it looks like the Russian defense industrial base cannot compete, cannot keep up with the needs of the battlefield, which is to say that Ukrainians are destroying a great deal of stuff. The Russians are bringing stuff out from the 1960s now. I mean, the Russians are really using pretty old gear internally, and so they're starting to look around to find external assistance, right? China would be the ideal place to go, but China can't really get behind it on the war fully because of its export relationship with the West. But North Korea has an old Soviet-era defense industrial base, right, in production, and because it basically got its military from the Soviet Union. Those were the templates. And so the North Korean military has good interoperability with the Russian military, which is a fancy way of saying that the North Koreans can easily sell bullets and artillery to the Russians, which they can, and missiles, and they can go and use those in Ukraine. And we have, in fact, gotten, the Ukrainians have shown us evidence of North Korean missiles being used in the conflict. But you know, the Russians are in trouble, apparently, right? I mean, it certainly looks like it, right? It looks like they just cannot make enough stuff to meet their needs. And the North Koreans have been building weapons and have huge stockpiles going back to the 60s. So it's a pretty good, I suppose it's a good buy for the Russians.
And of course, Washington is worried about this partnership, not least because it does help Russia right. to get around some of the sanctions imposed against right. us. What about South Korea? How does that see this visit by Vladimir Putin to the North?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really change the strategic relationship, right? I mean, North Korea is really, really far behind. And so it's not as if, you know, and Russia is also pretty decrepit now, too, right? I mean, it's heavily sanctioned. It's you know, the ruble's in trouble. I mean, Russia's not exactly going to bail out North Korea either, right? What would really matter, of course, if China joined the war, but they're probably not going to do that. I think the real issue in South Korea, what we and the Americans and South Korea, what we really are worried about is that the Russians are going to get so desperate for North Korean ammo that they are going to start swapping technologies, rocket technologies, satellite technologies, possibly even nuclear technologies in order to get this stuff from the North Koreans. Because if I were the North Koreans, that's what I would really ask for, right? I mean, it'd be nice to get cash, I suppose. But what the North Koreans really want is to have a better, more robust nuclear deterrent directed at the Americans and a lot of that technology they could get from the Russians.
Okay, Robert E. Kelly, Professor of Political Science at Pusan National University in South Korea. Thank you very much for being with us this afternoon.